President has again asked Ghanaians to exercise restraint as government puts in place measures to make the economy more resilient and robust. He likened the shortfall in the economy to a painting, which looks chaotic from the initial stages but takes shape with time. Speaking in an exclusive interview on Radio Ghana's Unique FM, President Mahama assured Ghanaians that the economy will definitely see a turnaround.
Ghanaians, too patient, we're on track. Often when you watch a painter drawing a picture, and so when he's almost finished, you can't tell exactly what he's doing. It looks chaotic at first. At some point, it looks chaotic. You think he doesn't know what he's about. But at the end of it, you see a very beautiful picture. What we're doing is we're drawing a picture on Ghana's canvas. It might look chaotic to some who don't know what the final picture would look like, but I can assure them that the final picture is going to be beautiful. We're investing heavily in our infrastructure. We're investing heavily in our human resource. And I believe that Ghana will be the better for it.
And the final picture will be at the end of 2016 where we see everything?
It will be like governments get to a stage and it's continued as we go along. In 2016, people will begin to see part of that picture emerge. And in 2020, they'll see a very beautiful picture. And I believe that it will inure to the benefit of all Ghanaians.
Meanwhile, President Mahama says the tough decisions being taken now with regards to the economy are not meant to visit mayhem on the ordinary Ghanaian. The decisions are to deploy a high level of fiscal discipline into the management of the economy.
I think that the time has come when we have to do what we have to do and not keep an eye on the political ball. This government has taken some of the toughest decisions in the history of our economy. We've deregulated petroleum products. In the past, I mean, government has had to contain huge subsidies on petroleum products, on electricity tariffs, and so on and so forth. But what happens is, are these subsidies sustainable? We currently have deregulated petroleum products, and the benefit is going to the consumer. Petroleum prices are much lower than they were when government was setting them. And so that advantage is going to the consumer. The OMCs are currently in competition with each other in terms of setting their price. And I've seen the prices being undercut by each other so that the prices have come down. Unfortunately, in Ghana, when transport fares go up, transporters are reluctant to bring it back down. Otherwise, I mean, with the drop in petroleum prices, transport owners or transport operators should have been giving a benefit to the road user in terms of reduction in transport fares. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened. But for those who use their own vehicles and for governments, the cost of petroleum, you know, has come down. That's a benefit. We've taken some tough decisions in order that we can stabilize the economy and grow the economy. Because if we don't do that and we're not fiscally disciplined and we throw the economy out of sync again, we will come back to the same point and accuse government of mismanaging the economy, accuse government of not providing jobs because the economy is not growing. And so these are things that one has to do as a leader. I'm not wicked to take some of the decisions that I have to take. Sure. Where I sit, I see the issues that need to be dealt with. And I swore an oath to the people of Ghana to do my job, you know, in the best interest of the people of Ghana. And so I take those decisions. And people say, I mean, you're wicked. If I could give petrol free to all Ghanaians, or I could let everybody enjoy free electricity, I'll do that. But what would happen? VRA will crash. We'll not be able to produce electricity for anybody. If tariffs are low, we're asking independent power producers to come in and produce power. They're not going to come and produce that power and give it to us for free. We're going to have to pay for it. And so if people are not paying for power, or if people are paying artificial prices for power, how do we pay the independent power producers? Today, all of us are fed up with Doomsor. So we've contracted emergency power. It's coming. The car power ship is coming. Ameri is coming. All of them. And we have to pay for that power. If we say we want to enjoy unrealistic tariffs, how do we pay for that emergency power?
So you are prepared to face whatever political consequences this will bring to you?
A leader must take the decisions that need to be taken. And I'm sure that Ghanaians are descending and will realize that those decisions are being taken in their best interest.